All right, so we're in Hilchos Deos, Perek Daled, and we're dealing with a lot of the specific medical health advice the Rambam offers, specifically when it comes to here the kind of foods that you should eat or drink. So in Halacha Ches, he continues with foods. He says, "Bimos hachama ochol ma'achal makarim." Right. So in the summer, right, you should eat. It literally means cold foods. What it means here is non-spicy food, v'lo yarbe betavlim, v'lochos achomets, right? And you should avoid eating spicy food or vinegary stuff in the summer. V'mosa gashamim, okol ma'achalim hachamim, right? And during the rainy season, you should eat hotter foods, which literally means spicier, umarbe betavlim, and put a lot of spices on them. The okol ma'at mina chardal mina chiltis, right? And you should eat very little of chardal, which is mustard, and chiltis is another type of herb. And you follow this principle, right? This method of eating, no matter whatever makom you're in, whatever climate you're in, follow this general rule of thumb when it comes to balancing out what you should or shouldn't eat. Okay. Halacha tes, yesh ma'achal l'shem ra'im b'yoser ad ma'od. Okay. So there are certain foods that are undeniably harmful for you. They're bad for you. And he's not going to be talking about things like chocolate spread. The royal adam shalol okol ma'olam, and a person should never eat them. Kigon, okay, hadagam agadolam amalucha meishin. So you basically have these aged, salted, large fish, okay? Hagvina amalucha yishena, you also have aged, salted cheese. Hakamayin upitrios, okay, mushrooms and truffles. The basar maliach yashin, and also aged, salted meat, okay? There's a certain theme here. Tavshul shehe ad shenada frecho, and that's an easier one to understand. So that's basically food that's been cooked that is left out for a long period of time and gives off a bad smell. V'chein kol machal shereicharo mar b'yoser, or any food that smells bad or is overly bitter. Hare eil l'guf kamo sam hamavis. That's interesting. So these things are like poison to the body. So again, he holds that these things are considered so bad that they're almost poisonous to you. Okay. But then he says, but there's some foods that aren't as bad as the category one, right? They're bad for you, but they're not as bad that they're like eating poison. So therefore, a person should eat like a little bit, right? And only after like, he's older, okay? So like, and a person should be careful to eat them not so often and to make sure they're not part of your regular meals. It's interesting. So as an example, he says there's big fish, there's cheese, and there's milk which has been left out for more than 24 hours. And I remember he lived before pasteurization and homogenization. So it's interesting, he says if it's out for 12 hours, it's okay. Okay, so that's referring to the meat of large oxes, utyashim gedolim, right? Or if it comes to what it called goats, okay? Or vapul vahadashim, vahasapir vilechem sorim, vilechem matzos, okay? So these are, let's say, lentils, chickpeas, barley bread, matzah, that's an interesting one, matzah, kruv, vahatzir, known. So just to give example, onions or radishes or mustard seeds, these are all things that you shouldn't eat too much of. Kol elu machal and raim heim, these are bad foods. Ein roi la'adam lechol ma'elu elu ma'at ad ma'od v'mosa gesham. So a person should only eat these things, right, during the rainy season, and only eat very, very little, okay? Aval v'mosa chama, but during the summer, lo yocham en klal. Never eat these during the summer, okay? That pool of hadashim b'vad, right? When it comes to, let's say, lentils and these types of beans, ein roi la'ochlan lo b'mosacham lo b'mosachamim. Don't ever eat them. That lu and ochlan b'mosachama. And when it comes to squash, okay, or pumpkin, you only eat those in the summer months. Okay, so again, I know these things aren't very applicable, but this is what the Rambam brings out. Halacha yud, ve'ish ma'achol shehem ra'im ve'inam kamo elu. And there are some foods that are also bad for you, but they're also not as bad as category two. Vehem of hamayim, okay? So for instance, literally it means the birds of the water, or waterfowl, ubnei yona, which are pigeons, hakatanim, right, v'hatamarim, dates, v'lechem kolui b'shemen, or bread that's mixed in oil, or lechem shenilosh b'shemen, roasted in oil, or mixed into oil, that's solosh enafus al kotzarcha, or like fine flour that you've used a sieve on, ashon esharba reach morson, that to the point where there's no bran, hatsir v'amurius, morius, that has to do with fish brine, ain roi l'harbas machal asilo, don't eat too much of these. Okay, the adam shu chacham, the kovesh et yitzro, revelon yimshach achar tabaso, lo yochal min neskarim klum, ele imitzrach lehem l'refuah, harez a gibor. So what's a strong person? A person who's able to conquer his instincts. A person who doesn't eat these foods. If he controls himself, he's considered like a gibor. Okay, alach yadav. Okay, now this is bad news, including for myself. Okay, lo'olam yimna adam atzmi peros ilanos. Right. So a person should never eat fruits. Amazing. Rambam says a person should never eat fruits. The lo yarbe mehen vafilu yuvashin. Right, vein sarach lomar retuvim. Okay, and not only that, he should not eat them when they're dry, and of course when they're wet. Okay, aval kodem sheyizbashu kol tzorchan harehen kikarvos leguf. Okay, but until they're actually cooked, okay, or actually really considered ripe, that's what he means by they're really in the ripe state. Okay, they consider like damaging to the body. So ultimately, he's saying the problem is that you should never eat fruit that's not ripe. But in general, he wants you to stay away from fruits. Okay. Carob is out. Never have carob. Okay. Any fruit that's pickled is considered bad for you. And you only eat a little bit of them in the summer months in hot places. Okay, but here's an interesting one. Figs, grapes, and nuts. Lo'olam tovim, they're always good for you. Bein retuvim, bein nevashim, whether they're moist or dry. And a person eats as much as he wants of them. Okay, but he should never you should not eat them too much, right? Even though they are the best fruits for you, you still should control yourself. But these are the fruits that he recommends that you eat. So honey and wine are bad for little kids, and good for old people. The kol shekain b'mos hakeshamim, even more so in the rainy season. B'tzarech adam lechol b'mos hachama sheni shlishim mashu ochol b'mos hakeshamim. Okay, so what a person should do is that during the summer he should always eat approximately 2/3 of what he would eat during the winter season. Okay, that's his equation. Okay, okay. Okay, now they explain to you what to eat. Now, remember I told you a persistent theme in this parak is going to be healthy digestion. So, halakha gimel. Lo lo mishada adam shu meyav rafin kol yamav v'yekar of l'shul shul ma'at. Right, it's much better to have loose bowel movements, right? Have a digestive system that operates well, right? Versus constipation, okay? V'zek kla gadol b'refua. Okay, and that's a big principle in medicine. Kozman shaharoi nimna. So the Rambam believed that constipation is a harbinger for very, very bad diseases. So what does a person do? How do you solve the problem of constipation? Okay, if you're a young person, okay. Okay, so you should have every morning chalimi stuff, which is mixed with olive oil and in fish brine and salt without bread. Whatever this is, this concoction will help you get rid of constipation. O yishtem me shlok shel tardin, o kru b'shem zayis, o moris melech, or some type of drink, okay? Again, boiled water with spinach, blah, 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 blah. Vimaya zaken, if you're old and you have constipation, yishtem dvash mazug b'mayim chamim baboker, have honey mixed with water in the morning, yisha kamo arba shows, and wait about 4 hours. Va'arachach yokol sudasan, eat your meal. V'yasek kein yom echad ashol shabar yamim in sarach lakach ad shiyipo meyav. Right, he should do this day after day until he succeeds in loosening up his intestines and things start running better. Okay. Halach Yidal. The old klal acher amru b'briyas aguf. There's another principle in health. Kol zman she'adam mis'amal v'yiga harbe, v'eino saveo me'av rafin, ein chol yibah olav v'kocho mischazik. Interesting. So if a person goes ahead and he exercises, right, and he exerts himself, and he does not eat to the point of satiation, and he has healthy bowels, he'll never get sick. He'll only get stronger. So it's a good insight. If a person did want to eat food that was bad for them, they can counter that by following exercise and making sure that digestive tract works well, etc. Okay? Okay. Halacha tezvav. Okay, however, the kol mishu yoshe the vetach v'ino misamel, someone who basically lives a sedentary life, okay? O mi shemishah nekabav, or for instance, someone who does not participate well or holds it in all the time and doesn't go to the bathroom regularly. O mi shemeav kashin, or someone who's actually constipated. Afilo achol machal is tovim, even if he eats foods that are good for him, the shomer atzma api refuah, and he's careful in ways of medicine. Kol yomav yu mechoavim v'kocho tashash. He'll always be in pain, and eventually he'll get weak. V'achilu gasa l'guf kol adam kamos salmavis, right? And eating, achilas gasa refers to overeating. Overeating is like poison. V'u ikr l'kol achalayim, and that is the source of all illnesses. Okay, v'rov achalayim, most illnesses, shabayim al adam, enom ela onei machalim rabim, raim, right? It's most illnesses that happen to a person happen because he eats food that's bad for him. O b'nei shehu memala bitno, or he fills up his stomach, v'ochal achilas gasa, where he fills up, he eats too much of food that's even good for you. So, okay, who shomer amar b'chmaso, shomer piv l'shono shomer mitzaras nafsho, kolomar, shomer piv me'le'echo, ma'achal ra, like watch your mouth, so to speak, to eat bad food, omer l'spa, right, or to satiate, l'shono medaber ela b'tzarcha. Okay, good. Okay, so that ends the section on eating, okay? Now the Rambam's going to shift into other things that you could do physically to make sure you stay healthy. So the next one it's going to refer to is bathing. Okay, halacha tezayin. Derech harachitza. How does a person bathe themselves? Okay, sheikanes adam the merchatz mishivel yamin l'shivel yamin. Okay, so you should only go to the bathhouse. Okay, once a week. Okay, velo yikanes samuch lachila. You should never go take a bath right before you eat. Velo kishu roiv, and not when you're hungry. So the perfect time to slip into that bath in the bathhouse is right after your food starts digesting. And what do? You have to wash your wash your entire body right with hot water, but not too hot, right? Right. So you should You should never wash. In other words, you should wash your body in hot water. Right, and your head in very, very hot water. Okay, v'achach yuchatz gufo b'poshin, and then go back and wash the rest of your body with tepid water. V'achach b'poshin min poshin asher yuchatz b'tzonen. So what happens is basically what he says is that you wash your body with very hot water, and then you slowly wash again and again, cooling off the water again, adjusting the temperature of your body to a more normal temperature. Okay, v'lo yavor al rosho mayim lo poshin l'tzonen. But when it comes to your head, don't ever pour, when you're washing yourself, cold water or tepid water on your head. And you can't wash with cold water, right, during the rainy months, which fits into the balancing everything in your body theme. Okay? You should only wash yourself, right, when you're in a, what it called, sweat. Okay? And don't spend too long in the bath. Rather, what do? Once you start getting hot because of the bath, that's the time to go ahead and wash yourself and dry yourself off. Ubodik atzmo konim shikanas amerchatz. You have to check yourself, examine your entire body inside and outside before you go into the bathhouse. V'achar sheyetze shema yetzarach l'nakala. And after you leave, also, just in case, you have to go to the bathroom. Okay? So when you leave the bathhouse, check yourself to make sure you don't have to use the facilities. Okay? V'chein bodik adam atzmo tamid achila, kodim achila v'achar achila. We saw that already. A person always checks himself before and after eating. The konda be'ilav achar be'ila, also before and after sexual relations. The kodem she'igav isamav achar she'igav isamav, before you exercise. The kodem she'ishan v'achar she'ishan, and before and after you go to sleep. Uvashir ha'kol asara. Okay? So it means there's 10 different times a day, 10 different instances where a person would check himself to see if he has to go to the bathroom. Okay? Okay. Let's do one more. Lach yitzayim. Kishayetzi adam in America. So when you leave the bathhouse, Yilbash begadav, right? V'yichase rosho bebeis achitzon, right? Kedei shelo tishlof bo ruach kara. So you should always go ahead and dress yourself and cover your head in the outer area, because you don't want to catch literally cold wind, or which will give you a cold. Even during the summer months, you should be careful. You should wait after you shower some time for you to collect your thoughts again. And your body's rested. Right, and the heat leaves. Then you can eat. It's okay to take a short, quick nap after the merachatz, before you eat. Okay, you shouldn't drink cold water right when you get out of the merachatz. And of course, you should never drink inside the merachatz. Then let's say you're really thirsty when you leave the merachatz. And I can't hold back. I must drink. I mix the water with wine or with honey, and then I drink it. And it's good to rub yourself with oil in the merachatz during the rainy season, okay? After you rinse everything off. So to put like a nice shine of oil on top of you after your bath is something definitely good to do during the winter months.